Good morning and welcome to Thursday's Football Spy with me, Lady Spy. Now, as the more observant of you might have noticed, regular host Darren Lewis is off chasing the latest scoop, so I've agreed to come off the bench and bring you all today's transfer news and gossip. Once again, Manchester City are dominating the headlines. Carlos Tevez's move to Corinthians may have broken down, but Roberto Mancini is still determined to sign not just one, but two new strikers. Our own Martin Lipton and David McConnell write in today's Daily Mirror that Atletico Madrid forward and son-in-law of Diego Maradona, Sergio Aguero, could be joined by Roma's Daniel De Rossi in a $58 million double deal. Aguero and Tevez are similar characters, of course. They're both Argentinian, both know where the goal is, and they both even have similar nicknames. Due to his resemblance to a Japanese cartoon character, Aguero is known to Atletico fans as Kun. And due to his desire to desert the club, Tevez is also known to City fans as Carlos. Head over to mirrorfootball.co.uk now for a more considered appraisal of Sergio Aguero from our new La Liga blogger, David Cartledge. Elsewhere, two of the summer's other great transfer sagas continue to simmer and stir. Our own John Cross reports that Cesc Fabregas has made an emotional plea to Arsene Wenger to let him join Barcelona. It looks like the Arsenal skipper will now not be accompanying his side to Germany later this week, thanks to a troublesome hamstring. Apparently, it's a knock that can only be healed by continued exposure to Catalonian air and paella. The Daily Mail, meanwhile, reports that Inter Milan president Massimo Moratti has challenged Manchester United to back their interest in midfielder Wesley Schneider with hard cash. Last week, of course, Sir Alex Ferguson denied he had any interest at all in the Dutchman. And I, for one, believe him. After all, when has Fergie ever sought to deliberately mislead the press before? He might have to be quick about it, though, as the Daily Star claimed that City are in for Schneider as well. Elsewhere, new Chelsea boss Andre Villas-Boas has shown his hand with a $50 million bid for Anderlecht hotshot Romelu Lukaku. The teenager has long been linked with a move to the Premier League, but he might be having second thoughts now that a club has finally made a bid. "I'm not obliged to sign for Chelsea," said the 18-year-old yesterday, amid rumours that Arsenal had also entered the running. Blues fans want to know more about Lukaku can read the thoughts of Belgian football expert Chris Mayer on mirrorfootball.co.uk. Let's hope it doesn't end up being a case of "look at what you could have won." And now for some quick hits. Arsenal have reportedly had an offer for Phil Jagielka turned down by Everton. The Toffees were apparently unimpressed with the offer, 50p and a lot of Cesc Fabregas posters. Newcastle are in the hunt for Paris Saint-Germain striker Mevlut Erdink, according to The Sun, and Spurs could be back in for Roma striker Mirko Vukinic. West Brom boss Roy Hodgson is considering applying for position of patron saint of lost causes by offering Owen Hargreaves a pay-as-you-play deal. In other clubs, beginning with W News, the Mail have Wolves looking at Liverpool Spanish defender Daniel Ayala. And Wigan want Manchester City winger Sean Wright Phillips to replace Villa-bound Charles Nzogbia, according to The Express. Finally, it's today's WTF story. The Daily Mirror's own transfer king, Alan Nixon, reckons Blackburn Rovers, the club that has recently tried to sign Ronaldinho, Lionel Messi, Pele and the ghost of Bobby Moore, are in for Spanish legend Raul. "We know new owners Venkis are desperate to make a splash, but we can't help feel this is one game the chicken farmers won't win." That's it from me. Darren Lewis will be back tomorrow, so in the meantime, go to mirrorfootball.co.uk for all the latest news throughout the day.